And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming video of our show every night with a backstage pass. You can watch our show as well as access thousands and thousands, years and years and years of full radio shows, The Phil Hendry Show. And it's all yours, all of it. At philhendryshow.com, our daily podcasts are available there as well, and access to our news feed, all of our video casts, all of our archived video, everything, in other words, that is the media that is The Phil Hendry Show is there, and only our Backstage Pass subscribers have access to the first-generation, high-quality audio and video that we have to offer there. So get a Backstage Pass at philhendryshow.com. One other reminder that if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, I'm at Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. That's twitter.com/realphilhendry, R-E-A-L-P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E. And our fan page at Facebook is Phil Hendry Show, or excuse me, it's facebook.com/philhendryfans, P-H-A-N-S. Now, before we get to our first couple of guests in this hour, we've got some business to take care of, and that is another question in our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie giveaway. Now, the first question that we asked, what L.A. suburb is R.C. Collins from? What L.A. suburb is R.C. Collins' hometown? In fact, R.C. Collins is going to be with us here in just a couple of minutes. That's our first question. Our second question, and you have to be kind of a Phil Hendry Show fan to get this one. Rudy Canoza is from what country? Rudy Canoza is from what country? So question one, what L.A. suburb is R.C. Collins' hometown? And number two, Rudy Canoza is from what country? Those are our first two questions. There's going to be five, and we will conclude them this hour and announce the winner of our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. All right. On the line with me is Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law, a longtime defense attorney, spent time with the ACLU, has worked pro bono on a variety of cases, is an ex-Marine, is retired, but still keeps his hand in a variety of legal issues. And Harvey is one of our legal advisors on this show. And Harvey, how are you doing this evening?
Great, Phil. Thanks for having me on your program.
And also with us from Bradley Military Academy is the aforementioned gentleman that we were just talking about, and that is R.C. Collins. And R.C., let me get R.C. on the line. R.C., how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mr. Hendry, and I wanted to say to Mr. Wireman, it's really an honor to be with you on the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'm at a military academy, and I know you're a Marine veteran.
Yes, that is correct. From a long time at Camp Pendleton, and then we saw action at the first Marines and in the Pacific.
Yes, yes, sir. I'm aware of that, and I just want to say, it's an honor to be on a radio show with you.
Did you did the Marines, you say, put you through law school, right?
That is correct, Phil. And F. Lee Bailey is another prominent attorney, if you want to call me prominent, who also started out as a Marine, as a JAG officer. So we both kind of traveled the same road there.
All right. Harvey, I have you and R.C. on the line.
Let me ask the young man, you're a what?
What's that, sir?
What did you say? What are you?
Well, I'm on the military academy.
R.C. is at Bradley Military Academy.
Oh, you're a cadet?
Yes, sir.
And is that the Army?
Well, yes, sir. I eventually want to go to West. I mean, when I graduate, I want to go to West Point.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to go to West Point.
Right. And then you'd be commissioned an officer.
Yes, sir. And I hope to be stationed in Afghanistan. And I want to get me some. So.
What'd you say?
Well, I'm hoping to be a commissioned an officer. And then what I want to do more than anything, probably ever, is go to Fort Bragg and join the 101st, and I want to be airborne and go to Afghanistan and get me some.
You want to go to Afghanistan and get you some, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, it's not all about getting you some. It's about learning how to be a good officer, and you know, and following your orders and making sure your men are getting the job done and being.
Yeah. That's great.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I've heard all the speeches, you know.
Well, you're talking to a Marine. You're talking to a combat veteran here, RC. Why don't you listen to him?
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying it's not about going over and getting you some. It sounds, when you say I want to go get me some, it sounds like you want to get a handful of something on a street in Bangkok or something. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about getting a handful. I said I want to go over and get some payback for America.
Well, the best way to get payback for America, young man, is to be a good officer, follow orders, protect your men, get the job, to be smart, don't be no fool, and hope you don't have to go to a war.
Well, yeah, but then I'll just be nothing but God.
Don't want to go to war if you don't have to. But you want to be ready to go to war if your country... God, my throat.
What happened?
Nothing. If your country calls on you.
You understand, RC?
Well, not really.
What I said was you want to be ready to go to war, but not want to be... You don't want to be in a war, but you want to be ready to be in one.
Well, does that include, you know, wanting to be in one?
No, you don't want to be in one, but you want to be ready to be in one.
So you want to be ready to go, but you don't want to be sitting there.
No, I think what he said was I want to be ready.
I know what I said, okay? You want to be ready, but you don't want to be ready. I mean, not...
Well, Mr. Henry...
Well, hold on for a minute. You guys are talking about crap I don't even want to talk about, so forget it, will you?
What's wrong with the old guy?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the old guy. I've got a throat condition. Jeez, this kid.
Well, sir, I just wanted to say that I'm really proud to be on the TV show with you.
Oh, it's a TV show, is it? I don't see any camera.
I mean radio show, sorry. There's my generation, we don't even really know about radio.
Yeah, so I've gathered.
God, Mr. Henry, listening to your show, I don't think you got anybody under the age of 80 what listens to it.
Well, you know something? Maybe that's a good thing.
What?
I'm sorry, my throat.
Do you need some water or something?
I do. Let me get my granddaughter. Honey, my granddaughter, get me some water.
Yeah? What's she look like?
She's 7.
Oh.
Boy, R.C.
Well, I in the world. Does that make me a perv?
Yeah, a little bit. Honey, come here for a second. Grandpa wants a glass of water. And find me my glasses, okay? Because I can't see what I'm doing. My you know Grandpa's glasses? Just...
That your granddaughter?
Yes, it is. Honey, go get my glasses and make sure that you get Grandpa a glass of water. Yeah, you know, because Grandpa's got the throat. Good, just get out of here. So she just ran off and got me.
Okay, so what I want to talk about here, and I've got R.C. Collins with us, as well as our... and I thought it would be exciting for you, R.C., and I know that you are. You wanted to be on the air with Mr. Wireman, you know.
Well, and again, I didn't mean to jump on you, kid, but, you know.
No, it's okay. I know.
All right, so we have...
Hold on for a minute. What is this? Honey, not the glasses we got at Disneyland. She's given me these glasses, the big kaleidoscope ones. These aren't my glasses. Get me my glasses and get me... Is that... That's not water. What is that called?
Water.
No, that's not water. That's lemonade.
Water.
It's not water. Where's your mother?
Lemonade.
Jesus. I'm telling you. This is my granddaughter. She's almost as dumb as the man that my daughter married to have... And he had a hand in making that kid.
You know, you really hate your son-in-law.
I don't hate my son-in-law. I love him very much. I just made a mistake and called him the man that my daughter married. He's actually my son-in-law.
Okay, so let's get to the questions here and the comments that I want to want both of you guys to weigh in on.
Ain't it time for your first break?
Why don't you let me watch the clock, okay?
That's his job. He'll do that. Honey.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to get everybody settled in. You need water. Get the water.
Is that water? No, it's not. What is this?
I can't go.
You peed in the glass?
That's pretty funny. You got to admit there, General Wireman.
Hey, don't call me General, smartass.
I mean, I'm sorry.
All right, let's take a break here, okay?
Why'd you pee in the glass? right, Phil.
All right, hold on, and we'll get everybody organized. But would you get them organized, Bud, please? No, I don't care. What? Just get him on the phone. Get that kid out of there. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to talk about Nadia Suleiman, who has filed for bankruptcy. What does that mean legally? And we're also going to talk about a man suing BMW after his motorcycle seat allegedly caused a 2-year erection. Are you ready for that? We also have another question to ask you in the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie contest right after this break on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Harvey Wireman joining us, the attorney at law, retired criminal defense attorney. R.C. Collins, who is a student at Bradley Military Academy, also joins us. And the story I want to focus in on here, and R.C., or I should say Mr. Wireman, you got everything you need there?
You're talking to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, Phil. My granddaughter's got me. Thank you, honey. She gave me my glasses. I was missing those.
She got you some of those Disneyland glasses, huh?
What'd say?
Your granddaughter brought you Disneyland glasses?
Yeah, she brought some glasses to me. You know, they're big, fake, goofy. They're goof. What's the character? The goofball?
Goofy.
I know it's Goofy, but what do they call it?
There's a character named Goofy.
Oh. Yeah, there's a big dog named Goofy.
Yeah, she brought these big, stupid glasses that have a... And when you look through them, you see all kinds of dogs and, you know, Mindy Mouse or whatever.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. So, Nadia Suleiman is a piece of work, Phil.
Well, let me tell people what's going on here. She has filed for bankruptcy.
Yes, she has.
And Nadia Suleiman has filed for bankruptcy after a spot in the spotlight, after a moment in the 15 minutes of fame spotlight, although it has been described as the low-grade celebrity 15 minutes of fame spotlight. In court papers, Suleiman said she owes money to the Sylvan Learning Center, a child care center, Ladd and Lassie, and the private elementary school, Whittier Christian School. These are debts that come to around $500,000 to $1 million. Her net worth is $50,000. This is a woman who came to prominence as the mother of octuplets. That's why they called her Octomom. A woman who seems to be well-spoken, although she's not... I don't know what kind of education she has. She seemed to be, when I hear her talk, she's not a stupid woman. She has a way with words in terms of communication. R.C.?
Well, I mean, when I looked at this story, my feeling on it, about it was that she is being unresponsible, you know, and I'm speaking as a military cadet. If I got to lay it on the line and eat my own guts and be psycho for America, am I really going to be psycho with Americans like this that are having babies without any constraint whatsoever and without no limits to the number that they have, and I'm going out and I'm eating my own guts and I'm selling out and getting me some for a country that has a lady like this that's completely irresponsible in every way.
Okay, Harvey, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts were going to be, I got to tell you, that's the most remarkable expression of an opinion I think I've...
Thank you.
All right, well, you can say thank you. I wasn't exactly going to praise you. I thought that it was a little facile.
What do you mean facile? Is that what happens to a guy's penis?
Okay, hey.
What are you referring to?
Well, let's just, you know, let's not get nonsensical here. What do you mean by that? Are you saying that his opinion is not rooted in any depth or knowledge?
Well, you've got a military academy kid here talking about Octomom. What is that?
I asked Mr. Henry if I could come on this week's News in Review on account of you were going to be on. That's all.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
I'm sorry, kid. I
admire you a lot.
He wanted to come on and be on because he knew you were going to be on.
I'm sorry, kid. I didn't mean to yell at you.
You make me feel bad. You make me feel ashamed of myself.
Well,
you make me feel ashamed of the arousal that I feel.
You filthy little pervert.
Okay.
As I was saying, Octomom is a woman who I think captured our imagination, Phil, because she went out and she went for it. She went ahead and grabbed for all the gusto. Here's a woman that loves babies. She had a whole passel of them, as far as I can tell. She's obviously very, you know, fertile. And I think she's very lovely.
Oh, come on.
Am I going to be allowed to talk, or do I got to hear him?
Well, there should be a little exchange. Why did you say that, R.C.?
Well, are you putting me on? You think she's lovely?
I think yes, I think. Why, don't you?
Are you crazy or something? I wouldn't go near that with your...
Okay.
What do you think?
What do you think, Henry?
What do I think about what?
But do you think that Nadia Suleiman is lovely as I do?
I will not comment on that one way or the other.
Why not? That probably means you're turned on by her.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't mean that.
Probably means the opposite.
And I'm not going to comment either way. You two guys are commenting.
Well, would you tell Mom to turn the radio down, please? I got to tell my granddaughter to have my daughter turn that garbage down. And she's, you know, they can be... My daughter is pushing 40, and she still listens to the garbage. Okay, did you tell Mommy to turn it down?
Can we get organized here?
Yeah, we're on the radio right now, and you're all talking about your daughter.
I want her to turn the garbage down.
Okay, she's turned the garbage down, or she hasn't. We got to keep moving here, okay?
Fine. So Nadia Suleiman is out of money. And I think it would behoove any individual who is of resource back or sponsor this young woman, get her out of debt. I think you could still, in my opinion, find her story very commercial. If I were negotiating the rights fees for this young lady, I think they would still demand quite a bit of money. I think there's a movie.
I don't think the money's there anymore, that's for sure.
Oh, is that right? And what do you know about it, Mr. Cadet? How do you like this guy?
Well, I mean, I think her moment came about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever she was the Octomom was the, you know, when she was the big deal. But she ain't no big deal now. I think the money's not going to be there at all. I think you'd only see a fraction of the real commercial dollars. And in terms of a movie script, are you crazy? Nobody's going to pay a large amount of money to pay. I mean, they would buy a script, but it would have to be on spec. And
you listen to this guy. Get a load of you.
Well, I thought somebody here ought to start making sense. You know,
what's that supposed to mean?
It means that I think your eyes and your vision toward Nadia Suleiman is clouded by the fact that you got it bad for her. I think you want to put it to her.
Why, you dirty little animal. I never said anything of the sort. Mr. Henry?
Well, I'm not going to jump in this.
Why not? You think that my form, I happen to be, let me tell you something, punk. I've been an attorney since before your father had the very horrific idea of even making you, let alone seeing it through to the bitter end. And that basically means... Well, I'll say it. Not sponging off the sheet.
Okay, this is getting real personal.
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you something, old man. If you weren't 80 years old, I probably would... I'd go get me some.
Boy, I'd look forward to that. Kid, I'll tell you what you know. It's nothing. You don't know anything about commercial value. You don't know anything about film rights. You don't know anything about script value. I could commission a guy to write a script about Nadia Suleiman's life, and I'd have the studios in Hollywood eating out of my hand.
Well, they'd be eating off of something.
What does that mean?
All right, there goes your throat. Do you want to get some more water?
No, I want to know what that punk meant by that. Get Grandpa some water, will you? And I don't mean pee in a cup.
Well, your granddaughter's got a problem.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. God.
Yeah, my granddaughter has a problem. Not as big as the one you're having.
Are you kidding me?
Phil Hendry.
And it's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Before we get back with R.C. and Harvey Wireman, we've got another question to ask in our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie contest. Now, the first question we asked was, what L.A. suburb is the hometown of R.C. Collins? What L.A. suburb is R.C. Collins' hometown? That was our first. The second question was, Rudy Canoza is from what country? Rudy Canoza is from what country? Here now is question number three. There's going to be five, and you have to answer all five correctly and be the right caller when we pick up the line. Here is question number three. Give me the names of Steve Bozell's wife, daughter, and son. The full names of Steve Bozell's wife, daughter, and son. All right. That's question three. We'll have a four and a five coming up, and probably we will announce the winner in our final hour because we're up against it here. World famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So we're talking here with R.C. Collins and Harvey Wireman about Nadia Suleiman and the fact that this Octomom has filed for bankruptcy. Here is a woman, as we mentioned, who had a fair piece of the public public's awareness and attention at one point. She was on a great many talk shows. She was feted and reviled all at the same time. She was very controversial because she had given birth to these eight children and had no real means of support. Didn't seem to be someone who had actually worked a job. R.C., you wanted to make a point about, you said, income that she passed up?
Well, yes, sir. I don't think it's any secret that it was a couple of years ago, I think it was, where she was offered some money to be in an adult porn, pornogram movie, and she apparently turned it down. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you. What are you, pornogram movie?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have a collection like you do.
I don't have a collection. I've just been to school, and I read. You know, it's not called a porn.
Guy. Yeah.
You are saying so many dumb things.
Well, it's not making you, just because you got some gag situation going on, and I not even comment on it.
You not even not comment on it. Thank you.
All right, so let him finish, okay? You interrupted him, Harvey.
Oh, well, I beg your pardon. I'll let the professor finish.
What are you being a smartass about it for?
Because you said pornogram.
All right, so you corrected him. Move on.
Anyway, what I was going to say is she was offered a substantial amount. Well, I mean, I don't know, but you gotta figure she was offered a substantial amount to be in a porn. And she turned it down from the reports that I received, and I don't know why either.
Harvey?
Well, from the reports that you received, she turned it down. I don't know if she turned it down or not.
Well, it's easy enough to check.
Well, how are you going to check that out?
Just go through your library, man. Have you got anything that...
You know, Phil, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make this statement.
I'm only kidding.
No, but I do. I want to make a statement. If I get any more crap from this kid, I'm going to go through the phone line on him. I want to make that statement.
All right, so you made the statement.
You understand what I just said?
Yeah.
I'm going to come through this phone line to where you are, and I'll pull you apart like barbecued chicken, like that chicken I heard you pulled apart in the train tunnel when you were, what an idiot, when you were a goth or something.
Yeah, I was a goth at one time, and now I aren't not. Now I'm a member of the United States Military Academy, Bradley Military Academy.
Well, that's not an official arm of the U.S. Armed Forces, so, you know, you might as well just put down the lube.
God, Mr. Henry, is he allowed to talk that way?
Okay, look, you guys once again are off topic. We're talking about Nadia Suleiman. Your point about the porn movie, Mr. Collins, and then Mr. Wireman can take over.
My point is she was offered a substantial amount of money to be in a porn, and she turned it down. She could have fed her babies. She could have, you know, made her mortgage payment and a lot of stuff, what she could have done. And instead, she, you know, is all thinking she's too good for it, and she didn't do it. And now, guess what? She owes people money. I'm R.C. Collins. That's my opinion.
Hey, hold on for a minute, kid. Are you listening?
What?
Are you listening to me? I want to do something.
What are you going to do, fart?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Listen. Yay. What a great speech. But I'm afraid that's not all there. Give me some water.
God, but you really blew the momentum you got out of that, didn't you?
Hold on. Give me some water. Yeah. I'm afraid that speech that you just made isn't enough. Now, you may be talking about how this woman can... How this woman can feed and clothe her children, and...
Can I just ask you, are you turning into a werewolf or something?
I have a problem with phlegm, okay? Now, I told you I'd come to the phone line on you.
Will you just get to the point?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh. She was offered, allegedly offered a pornographic film. I don't know that it's true, and you don't either, and no, I'm not going to look in my porn collection if I have one, which I'm not saying I do.
That was your granddaughter said.
Did you tell this guy?
Mm-hmm.
You dirty little... Tell your mother to get you out of here. Tell your mother to get you out of here. Yeah, honey, get her out of here. Get her out of here. What are you doing? I don't want you to take that out. Take her out. Don't take my magazines out. Take her. Her! The kid! Hold on, Phil.
Well, what are you doing?
Hold on, will you?
God, what is he? His daughter's the dumbest thing on earth.
You shut up, honey. Would you get my granddaughter, your daughter, right there? I'm pointing at her. Get her out of the office. I'm on the phone now on a radio show. Was I? Huh? Her! Your daughter! Get her out of here! I'm telling you, I got the dumbest... What are you doing? I don't want anything moved. I want your daughter, my granddaughter, right there. The kid that's standing in front of me. You see that coming out of the nose? Look at the face. You see this? This is the face of your daughter with the nose that's running. Get this out of this office. What don't you understand?
Is she the stupidest woman that I've ever heard of in my life, or what? Why doesn't she get what you're asking her?
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. You're talking about my family.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. I mean...
I agree with you, Mr. Henry.
Oh, you do, huh? Remember what I said about a phone line?
Yeah, you said you're going to come to the phone line and, you know, have butts and...
You punk, you dirty little... Get her out of here!
I'm telling you, Harvey, and I respect you. Your daughter, if you're talking to your daughter, you must be so stupid. I mean, she must be so, the two of you must be stupid.
Hold on for a minute. That's not my daughter. I'm sorry. You know what it was a coat rack. I don't have my glasses. And
are you putting me on or something?
I said I needed my glasses. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, but you've been talking to a coat rack.
Are you telling me you were talking to a coat rack?
I didn't know why my daughter was... Yeah, could you get your... Thank you. She finally did walk in. What? I'm talking to Mr. Henry.
Yeah, she probably heard you talking to a coat rack. Boy, you got to be about as clueless as they get.
Harvey.
Yeah, okay, she's out.
Were you actually talking to a coat rack?
How many times do you want me to say yes? Yes, I was. I didn't have my glasses.
And here we were insulting your daughter.
I didn't let you insult my daughter, did I?
Well, you didn't let us insult a coat rack.
All right, Phil, I'm going to give this kid one more chance, and then I go through the phone line, and what I do when I get to the other end is going to be nobody's business but my own. Now, nuttiest.
This guy's not going to make any sense, Mr. Henry, as long as he's gagging it up. What I was going to say is the following thing. If Mr. Wireman just goes through his Rolodex or whatever passes for it, he'd probably find the name of an agent and a producer that was willing to work with Ms. Suleiman. He probably could find out the monies that were offered, probably find out the details of the contract. In fact, Harvey might even have handled it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
I'm talking about for the producers.
I've handled a few contracts for... How do you know what I've handled?
Well, I can take a wild guess, and one of the things you've handled probably resembles something you cut up and put into a sandwich.
Okay.
I swear to God, Henry, when you go to the next... When you go to the next break...
Oh, take it easy, will you? We've been trying to get you to make sense for the last 50 minutes.
I'm making sense. I'm making sense.
You're making sense?
All right, let me take a phone call, okay?
You're making sense and going...
I didn't say... I said... I happen to have a problem.
I'll say you got a problem.
All right, let's go over here to Paul. Paul, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey, this is Paul. Paul Bessler.
It's Paul Bessler. Who's that?
You remember me. I had a case in 57. You don't remember me?
No, sir. I don't remember Paul Bessler. No, sir.
In that case, I arrested for pandering. You was afraid of me. I was working out of a hotel.
You were working out of a what, sir?
Out of a hotel.
Ask him if he has his key.
Shut up. Are you Paul Bessler? You were pandering. You were pimping. Is that it?
That's right. You were defending me in L.A. Superior Court.
I remember you now, Paul. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm a lot better, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, this kid just asked, did you finally get some teeth?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you finally buy some teeth?
Yeah, I got teeth.
And where are you now?
I'm living over here in Tarzana.
You live in Tarzana, huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you not in jail or anything?
No, I left that all behind. I left that behind. I got out of jail. I was in county, and I went I was in Tacoville.
You were Tacoville, huh?
And then I got out, and then I went into the business, went into the construction business.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm calling you up because of the discount in the Yellow Pages, you remember?
He said a discount in the Yellow Pages.
What discount in the Yellow Pages?
You said that if something like the third or fourth person to call this number, the Yellow Pages get a discount when I call?
What is he talking about?
Sir, Paul, it's Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir?
What discount are you talking about?
I called Harvey Wyman in the Yellow Pages ad that he had back when I hired him.
Oh, you mean you called him?
You're telling me you hired me from a Yellow Pages ad that I placed?
Yeah.
Did you have a discount you were offering?
I had, yeah. I said the first person to call, what was it? Well, it was, I think it was a number of calls before midnight, and I offered what?
And you said there'd be a 10% discount on the retainer fee.
Oh, I didn't know that. How much did you... What was the retainer back then?
I don't know. I think it was a coin. I think I gave you $100.
So you get $10 back, is that it?
Well, no, inflation.
What'd you say, inflation?
Yeah.
Yeah, with inflation, it's probably like $1 million or something.
My ass, it's $1 million.
But I will figure out what inflation is.
Well, all right, I'll give you the discount if you find out what the inflation... I had no idea.
Yeah, I was going to call you. I heard you on the radio right now.
Yeah, you got to figure out what the inflation rate is there, Mr. Bessler. It's probably like $1 billion or something. Yeah, I hope it is.
How the hell it's $1 billion? You know, kid, you're about as good with arithmetic as you are with everything else, okay? Which is, like, not good at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out. I hope not.
Okay, well, look, you figure that out. Harvey said he'll give you the 10% adjusted for inflation. So whatever $10 was in 1957, okay? We got to take a break. We've got another question we have to do.
Question on
what? On our Ted's of Beverly Hills quiz.
Oh, I know the answer to the last one.
Okay, hold, just hang on. 877-876, Phil, are we breaking? Yes, we are. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. And our fourth question in the Ted's of Beverly Hills quiz coming up.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I said adjusted for inflation. Figure it out. God.
We'll be right back.
world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, it's time now for another question in our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie contest. And this is now question number four, and we'll ask our fifth and final question at the top of the hour. Now, the first question was, what L.A. suburb is R.C. Collins' hometown? What L.A. suburb is R.C. Collins' hometown? That was question one. Question two, Rudy Canosa is from what country? Rudy Canosa is from what country? Question two. Question three, give me the names of Steve Bozell's wife, daughter, and son. Their complete names. Give me the names of Steve Bozell's wife, daughter, and son. Question three. And now for question number four. And there'll be one more after this. Question four. The name of the man who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The name of the man who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right? And I realize you have to be kind of a Phil Hendry fan of not necessarily long standing, but, you know, you got to be familiar with the show to get these. We are back with Harvey Wireman and R.C. Collins continuing our discussion here of Octomom Nadia Suleiman. And, R.C., you had a little piece of intel, as you guys like to call it?
Yes, Mr. Hendry and Mr. Wireman, you'd be interested to hear this account of it, too. I just now got off the phone with Dan Northcraft, who's the producer of the one of the producers on the Phil Hendry Show, and he told me that he just seen a news article or a report, and he has it on good account.
You tell this kid to get to it, please.
Hey, I'm getting to it.
God, I'm sitting there waiting for what you're gonna say.
Excuse me, but I got the floor.
Hold on.
You're going to be on the floor in a minute.
I got the floor, okay?
I'm going to go through the phone.
Just let him... Come on, R.C., get with it.
The news that we got is that What's her name again?
Nadia Suleiman.
Nadia Suleiman is now, yes, considering that she would, for the right price, do a porn movie.
So she went ahead and did it, huh?
Well, she hasn't done it yet, but that's what I heard.
Now, where did you hear that?
I heard it from Dan Northcraft, and he done seen it on a news report.
Done seen it. Wow.
Well, guess what? That's news you didn't have.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I'll give you that much. I don't have that news, but boy, the way you lay stuff out there, kid, I'd swear to God, you just got free of a chain gang or something. He done seen it.
Well, that's what he told me. And so, there you go.
So what?
So it proves, Mr. Hendry, that Nadia Suleiman has been driven to the desperation of going to have to be a porn movie.
What did you just say? You just, you know...
Well, let's not get hung up in his grammatical imperfections and his grammatical lack of skill. He just told us that Suleiman now is considering some kind of adult film to offset some of her, you know, expenses.
Well, I think it brings up the question, Mr. Hendry, it brings up the question, how would you...
Oh, come on, will you?
God, what a... You're going to blow a gasket.
I'm going to blow a gasket? You sound like my granddaughter. I'm fine, honey. My granddaughter thinks I'm going to have a stroke. This guy's driving me nuts.
Why don't you calm down and let the kid finish?
I'm letting him finish. Oh, God.
That sounds like a mule having an orgasm.
Okay. All right. That did it.
Well, you really recovered fast.
I did recover because I got to get my wind up because I'm about to go through a phone line.
What's that again? Come again?
I said I got to get my wind up because I'm about to go through a phone line.
I didn't catch you.
All right, you little...
This guy says he's going through a phone line.
You better get that. I think I heard the door.
What's that?
I think I heard the door.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. Who is it?
It's Domino's.
I've been expecting... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought I... Didn't think I could do it, huh?
Okay, well, that was interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
What do you think? The last I heard, he was talking about Nadia Suleiman doing another porn movie, and then he insulted Harvey, and then the line went dead. All right, so I gave you those four questions, right? What L.A. suburb does R.C. Collins come from? What L.A. suburb does he call his hometown? Rudy Canoza is from what country? Give me the names of Steve Bozell's wife, daughter, and son. The name of the man who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And our final question, what state is Margaret Gray from originally? What state is Margaret Gray from originally? I'll ask him again at the top of the hour, and then we'll take phone calls coming up in the first break of next hour. So I'll give you some time, all right? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's right.
Phil Hendry.